When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Observers say they haven't seen anything like this in a long time. A mass exodus in Russia as military-age men are doing all they can to get out of the country to avoid being called up with their reserve units. They fill planes and cause traffic jams at land borders in desperate bids to avoid being rounded up to fight in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin feeling the heat. A number of non-aligned nations joining the United States and its allies in condemning Russia's war in Ukraine. In Iran, counter-protesters have gathered across the country in a show of support for authorities. That comes after nearly a week of anti-government protests. And Syria's health minister says 77 people have died when a boat with migrants from Lebanon sank off the coast of Syria. This is SRN News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Brianna Williams, the mother of a five-year-old girl whose body was found in Marengo County in 2019, has now been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Williams is a former naval petty officer in Jacksonville, but is from the Marengo County area. She had reported that her five-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing. Then investigators say she stopped cooperating with them. A 17-year-old, 18-year-old Isaiah Motley, and 18-year-old Martavius Keaton are charged with theft in Demopolis. Keaton is charged with receiving stolen property, and Motley is charged with possession of marijuana. Both men are also facing gun charges, and the investigation remains ongoing. A mock manhunt took place Thursday involving Aaliyah and the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The exercise took place at the Macon County Road and Bridge in Tuskegee. Sheriff Brunson says the manhunt exercise gave them a chance to see what partnering state agencies were equipped to do in case of a real manhunt. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Saturday, September 24th. Don't miss the Tickle Tink Women's Expo from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, benefiting the Cancer Wellness Center of Central Alabama. And just when you thought this event had gotten as big as it could get, check this out. The gang from the Health and Wealth Show will be there, along with, are you ready? Elvis! That's right. Come by the Health and Wealth booth and check out your financial health and wealth. While you're there, you can get your picture made with Elvis and register to win dinner for two. Johnson from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, well, excuse me, sir. What time did you say that was?
The Tickle Pink Expo is from 9 until 3, and Elvis will be on hand from 11 until 1.
All right, sir. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Don't miss it.
Wait a minute. Was that...
Hey, there goes Elvis!
It's a possibility!
Don't miss the Tickle Pink Women's Expo, Saturday, September 24th. For more details, visit retirewithernest.com.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Ernest Financial, LLC, 279-7431.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here. Is it really 2 o'clock already?
It is 2 o'clock, Friday afternoon, first full day of fall. You're all caught up.
You know what this means, by the way.
What does it mean?
30 minutes until the Sweet Creek Farm Market draws.
Oh, that's right. I've got to go wake our house drummer Ringo Schwartz up, get him out of his closet.
Yeah.
Get him warmed up.
Go make that happen.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Speaking of Sweet Creek Farm Market, I was having a conversation with some of the other radio hosts and mentioned that Sweet Creek, and it's not because they're an advertiser, it's not because I adore Reed Ingram, I was mentioning Sweet Creek has the best barbecue in the state, and I love barbecue. Well, you just stop it right now. I'll tell you what, their Boston butts are amazing. Their ribs, I sent Sky Mosley a video of my son and his response. Yum, 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 yum.
Absolutely. Unsolicited, absolute testimonial right there.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, go visit Sweet Creek Farm Market. Tell Reed and Karen Ingram that I said hello. They're great friends and good sponsors of this program. You can get yourself a cup of coffee. You can go tomorrow morning and get yourself a pancake breakfast. All the good things. See the peacocks, the chickens, the silkies out there.
The goats.
It really is a great family
thing. Like a petting zoo out there, right?
It's close.
It's an incredible vibe, Jeff. You've got to experience Sweet Creek.
You can toss to the chickens, and they will come up to you. And it's a really cool thing.
I stood there a few times, like Christmas, driving back on the 231 to Tallahassee a few times. I've done the Sweet Creek a few times.
They are great. It's so much fun. And this time of year is the perfect time. They got pumpkins out there. So go stop by, check them out. Tell them April Marie sent you. It's good times. All right. Jeff Poore here with me. So Jeff Poore is now the managing editor.
Executive editor.
Executive editor. Ooh. Editor. There you go.
Two managing editors.
Look at you. Okay. The executive editor of 1819 News. And y'all got some great stories up today. You mentioned at breakfast this morning. The Bruce Pearl, Auburn's Bruce Pearl, ripped into Representative, Tlaib. That's it, Tlaib's.
Well, Rashida Tlaib is one of the squad members. Y'all know AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib is a very outspoken activist and somehow wound up in the United States House of Representatives. She, in a hearing yesterday, challenged Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon was a J.P. Morgan, and she says that he needed to divest of fossil fuels or things that are tied to fossil fuels. That's how we solve. I mean, this is just, these are the people that they elect to come up here, ladies and gentlemen. He said it was crazy. It was nonsense. Don't do that. And then Bruce Pearl, by divine inspiration, gets on social media, Twitter, to be precise, and just lays into Rashida Tlaib. So, and Pearl's had some differences with some of the members of the squad over their stance on Israel and Palestine. I mean, we already know what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, how they feel about the Israel-Palestine issue. It's very pro-Palestinian, anti-American in some regards, but certainly anti-Israel.
100%.
And he's kind of, you're an idiot, essentially, is what he said.
I'm going to read you the tweet. So Coach Bruce Pearl, from his blue-checked account, says, like, gas prices aren't high enough. Is the congresswoman from Michigan not at all concerned with how much it's going to cost people to stay warm this winter? Let's just let Russia and Iran take care of our fossil fuel needs. A weaker USA is dangerous for the world. Dropping some truth there.
I mean, like, he's a guy that's... How did he get a conservative? I mean, I don't know if he's conservative on everything, but he certainly speaks up on conservative issues. So, like...
Maybe he's going to join Coach Tommy Tuberville in D.C. at some point.
Where would he... Isn't he from... he's from somewhere up north, though. He's from somewhere he could never get elected.
Auburn, birthplace of congressman. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it used to be, guys, back in the day, all the politicians came from the University of Alabama. I mean, we didn't get a governor from Auburn until Fob James in the 70s. But, I mean...
You've got to know your random Alabama history.
Well, the University of Alabama owned the political space, and Auburn was the Cal College. I mean, you know, you wanted an engineering degree, you wanted farmers. Auburn University was your place, but the business, the law students, I mean, y'all have heard of the old Alabama machine. You went to the University of Alabama if you wanted to do politics. It was just, I mean, sure, there would be members of the legislature, absolutely, from Auburn over the years, but governor, you know, the rarefied offices generally were Alabama grads.
Yeah. He retweeted as well. Apparently, the quote, liberal world order, end quote, includes shutting down your oil and gas production to go green, while selling your reserves to China and handing virtual control over to the market in Russia. Clown. So he's not letting it go either.
No,
he's going to keep this going.
Well, but he's, I tell you, if you ever get the opportunity to see Bruce Pearl speak, when he's not just speaking about basketball or whatever, I mean, he's a very compelling individual. I'm not saying that he is a Charles Krauthammer in with a coach's whistle or something. But he is very informed, more informed than your average sort of, you know, jock. I mean, I think he's way more compelling just as a person to me than like a Nick Saban or something. Saban's very narrowly focused on football, which is what you want out of a football coach. But if you just kind of evaluate it more broadly speaking, Bruce Pearl is he's kind of a character.
Well, and didn't Saban do the BLM walk?
Yes. That was a... recruiting trip, well, recruiting walk, I would think.
I'm looking at Bruce Pearl's Twitter now, and I don't follow him, so now I guess I will. But he's got Morgan Ortegas over here. He's really pushing back on Democrats. That's interesting.
Yeah, you wonder like how long until the liberal hierarchy pushes back against Bruce Pearl.
Oh,
it takes one bad basketball season. No, but I think he fits in nicely. I mean, Auburn's changed in the last 10 years. It used to be a saying that there were more Baptists that went to Auburn University than Baylor, the Baptist University in Texas. it was one of the more right of center state schools in the country.
Yeah, this is all very interesting. And it's nice in that because I'm a conservative and I like it when conservatives speak up, but you better bet if he was doing it the opposite direction, I'd be on here complaining about that too.
Yeah, but the liberals have everything. They got Hollywood. They got everything from top to bottom. The NBA, the NFL plays the Black National Anthem now before games. I mean, the liberals have everything.
Before every game?
Yeah, I think so now.
Holy cow.
I mean, they kneel. It's just baseball kind of has been immune to this a little bit, but sports now is just dominated by like, because even NASCAR guys, but like because of the corporate America just deciding that the path of least resistance is to give in to a left of center agenda, sports, professional sports, even collegiate athletics to some degree has gone woke.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take some of your phone calls, 272-9228, for those last minute stragglers who want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie, coming at you live from the Rayburn House office building in Washington, D.C. Back in a second.
Turn it up.
or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's here again. We've been talking about Sparkle for the Lifetime offer that we make for $100 for a lifetime to come in as often as you want with your ring, repolish it, re-clean it, re-rhodium it. Now, I'm not aware of anyone else in the United States offering this. I'm not saying there isn't. I just have never heard of anyone else doing this. So you ask, what's up? Why are you doing this? Have you lost your mind? Well, of course we've lost our mind. We know that already. But the thing is, we love traffic. I'm a marketing guy. Okay, I want you in my store. I'd much rather be paying the cost of refurbishing and cleaning and re-rhodium your ring than giving it to this radio station or even the TV stations. Don't tell them that, okay? But come in, take advantage of a Sparkle for a Lifetime. Get your ring looking brand new. You can come in every week, every month, whenever you like, and make it look blingy, sparkly, absolutely gorgeous. We're located at Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Come visit us, Marguerite's. Let us professionally take care of your jewelry, whether you got it from us or not.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We've now got the Jeff for calling April Marie out for boneheaded things segment going on.
Oh, no.
So you know.
Well, she kind of deserved it.
I did. I didn't even walk. I like ran right into a hole and fell in, and he just mocking me.
I've tried my best to bring her up, Jeff for, but.
I've been trying to warn her about some poor decisions for a couple of years now. Yes, I don't know however long I've known you, but. Well, yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And it turns out I was right.
No, I know. It's true. Flower Child on the line. Hi, Flower Child.
Hey.
How's it going?
I haven't been able to list. Well, I've been real coming and going this week. Haven't been able to list much. Did you see the article where DOJ indicted like 47 people in Minnesota?
No. Did you see that, Jeff?
Okay.
I missed that one.
Did you say you did hear from them? I mean, read
the article. No, we're not hip to this. What's going on, Flower Child?
Okay, well, they had a program for COVID pandemic money.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. DOJ charges 47 people with stealing $250 million from a pandemic program meant to provide meals to needy children.
Mm. And you scroll down and start reading
the DOJ was actually still going after bad guys.
Yeah, really. But scroll down and when they list the subjects or whatever you want to call them, the criminals. Get past the first name and go to all the other ones.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Well, they're all apparently, most of them I would assume, are friends of Ilhan Omar's.
Oh, okay then.
Well, there's something similar to this going on down in Dothan.
The guy's last name was Saeed or something, S-A-I-D.
All
I can't remember the first name. It starts with a G, and then the middle name is like an H.
There's no names on the article I was on is because the first article that came up was a CNN article, and so they did not put the names there.
You'll have to go to the DOJ article because I went. Yeah. I read two articles. But anyway, being very racist, I guess you would say, and making assumptions, but they all sound like they came from Somalia. These 40-something people, the names on that were indicted by the DOJ.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know, I'm just saying, this is kind of weird. It says defendants in the case seem to put in minimal effort in disguising what they were doing using the website listofrandomnames.com to create a fake list of children they could charge for feeding who didn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, it was something crazy, like this one guy that was good friends with Ilhan Omar, thinking the worst about her. You know, somebody had to give him inside baseball and tell him how to do this. Because every name on there sounds like they came from Somalia, except for one name.
No, they came from Turkey.
Oh, from Turkey? Okay.
Turkey.
Well, yep. I guess Muslim name. I'm just going to be racist and say that then.
All right. But, well, thanks for calling in, Flower Child.
What's those numbers?
But I just think 826. But I just think it's horrible that we naturalize citizens here, and then they come back and steal from, you know, commit felonies and steal money. Got to ship them back. Bye.
Well, they came here illegally, I believe. Anyway, they didn't go through the normal channels. So what do you expect?
I'll look up more information on this case during the break. See what we've got. Jeff said we had something like this in Alabama.
Yeah, the misuse of money. The FBI got involved. I think there was an intermediary involved. I mean, the city of government. But just abuse of these, these charitable-ish type of grant programs meant for feeding the hungry. And I guess you have to take inventory, like in this situation in Minnesota, and they're just making things up. But, The feds are on to this, guys. If you're running some kind of lucrative scam on feeding the hungry and you're not really feeding any hungry people, they're going to get you.
Yeah, well, and that's what got their attention is that they got greedy and they started saying they had more and more locations when they didn't. And
isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah, it's reckless. Reckless is what I say. All right, let's go to Pat real quick. How's it going, Pat?
I appreciate you taking my call. The other day you were talking about, it was before you went to the conference, the label that Southern Poverty Law Center gave you all as a hate group. And what you all, not necessarily you, but somebody in FAIR or somebody with
money. Yeah, they gave FAIR a hate group designation.
Right. When I was a kid in high school, the way you handled a bully is... You're going to get bloody, but you got to fight the bully because until somebody stands up to the bully's going to be a bully. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has been a bully for a long, long, long time. I realize they got deep pockets, but what they called your organization was just flat slap wrong. And somebody needs to kick the bully in the backside. And that was the advice that I wanted to give you. And I also wanted to say 8-7.
Ooh, they got Pat 8-7 in
his drawing. Pat knows how to get it done there. Okay, Pat. Appreciate the call. Got you entered. Sweet creek.
Y'all have a blessed day and a nice weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I had on, Jeff, did you have on the director of FAIR or any FAIR people?
I had Ira Melman and I had the president.
Bob Stein.
Yeah, Stein. Dan Stein. We can talk about Morris Deese and the Southern Poverty Law Center if y'all want.
Oh, let's do it. All right. We were discussing it before I went on the trip, before I came to the event, is, I'm still surprised I haven't been added, because I'm on air right here in Montgomery and saying all sorts of truths that centers and groups seems to not like. And so I feel like I'm by their definition on, hateful when it comes to men who want to be in girls' spaces, or men who want to say they're a woman, or all that madness. I'm hateful there. And then I'm hateful again, in 10 other ways, I'm sure. What's your experience with SPLC?
Not much. You just kind of watch them when they show up, and they're treated like a credible organization by the media. They for some reason, they decided this left-wing, agenda-driven nonprofit was going to be the people who designate what hate groups are. Anyway, go back and look at the Morris Deese, who was the co-founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, essentially ran out. I mean, he sexual harassment charges, that's what led to his ouster.
Yep.
But, these guys who throw stones and live in glass houses, I mean, Southern Poverty Law Center is right up there. And what it became? It became a way to, extort money out of groups to avoid any kind of scrutiny from the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, this is what the left does. This is their game. You either give us money or we're going to look at your practices and maybe declare you a hate group or something. And it's just greasy. I've never had any respect for the SPLC. I think maybe at one time they had good intentions, but they've outlived their usefulness. And now it's just a way for people at the top of this nonprofit to collect a paycheck.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And I've got a story opening right here on the downfall of Morris Deese and how that all happened.
They got this building in downtown Montgomery that looks like a littoral combat ship. I mean, what do they do? They just call people hate and designate them hate groups, and the heel claps in the media abound.
Oh, they absolutely love it. They eat it up. All right. Well, you ready for a little drawing, Sky Mosley?
I've got Ringo standing by with his excellent drum skills. So he's ready to rock. Are we closing entry? Or I have a caller standing by. I don't know what pops up to, but it's your call.
Let's see. Let's go. Well, go to Pop.
Okay. Briefly,
just in case Pop wanted to get
in. Hey, April.
Hi, Pop.
I was just calling to wish you a safe trip back and trying to get in there before y'all spin.
Oh, you got it. I'm pulling up the random number, the spinny wheel now. So
all right,
just
518.
In time.
518 for Pop. All right, got you covered, man.
All right, thanks. Safe trip, April.
All right, thank you, dear. All right, I'm gonna let Jeff Poor tell us when to stop. Is Ringo ready?
Ringo, are you ready? Ringo says he's ready. He'll start his drum roll, and Jeff Poor will tell him when to stop. All right, here we go. Everybody ready? Hit it.
Stop.
Number 6.
Lucky number 6 is Debbie. Debbie is our big $60 Sweet Creek winner this week.
Really, I didn't know this. I thought you just made up something. Pick a number out of my head.
Really?
No, just come in as a impartial observer here. I will confirm to the audience that there really is a random number generator here.
Oh yeah, this is all on the up and up, man.
Well, it's all good.
That's really funny. Yeah.
I don't have any friends to cheat with anyway, so. No, it's totally legit. So Debbie is our big winner. Oh, she's a Halloween baby as well.
By the way, for those of you who want to see the random number generator, you can literally go to randomnumbergenerator.org.
April Marie really enjoys that little toy.
So I don't know. What you did, you just Googled the random number generator?
And this came up, and then I bookmarked it. Yeah.
Wow. I have so much to learn about radio, apparently.
Come on by and co-host. Come on by and host from live in Montgomery 93.1, Jeff.
And of all the hosts, the guest hosts you've had, I got to be up there in the top 10, right?
For sure. All right, guys. Sweet we're going to have a quick break here. When we come back, we will we'll continue talking a little politics, a little randomness with Jeff Poore. Back in one moment.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Having a minute there, I was like, uh-oh, I don't hear anything.
We'll set off the silence alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Dead air.
Sky assures me that even when I hear dead air, there's not really dead air. It's just
the way this is set up with the Zoom
knobs over there.
When are you going to play with the knobs?
I asked her to stop doing that.
When are you going to learn how to run the board?
I will not be learning to run this board.
You got to learn how to run the board.
Do you know how to run your own board?
I know how to, but I don't. Doesn't mean that I wouldn't do it, but I mean, I'm...
Nobody wants to do that, but it's important to know how.
It is.
Like, Jeff tried to teach me once, and he didn't have the patience for it. And so I did it for like, I literally sat at the board, got a pretty picture, and then never tried again. But now that I know how to work a little bit of this.
Well, that's like a good like 101 board.
Yeah. So I can work my own, get the pods ready and know what they do.
Now the new Roadcaster you can set up. I know this is into weeds for an audience, into radio. It's like it's all behind the scenes. You can set up more like a traditional radio board.
Yeah. Okay. You have to take a philosophical approach, Apple Marie. You have to be the board, become part of the furniture, so to speak.
I literally was discussing really good at it. With Matt Murphy last night because I'm not a journalist. You've been doing journalism in some form or another.
Almost 20 years.
For a very long time. I'm an editorial person. So I'm not used to the back and forth of an interview. And so what I said to him is I would do great until I would look over. Yeah, this is over the last 2 days until I'd look over and Sky would need me to take a break or I would have a live read or something. And then it got complicated because I couldn't listen to that person and do what I was supposed to be doing over here. And
I do that all the time. I'm always like distracted by something and lose place of where my interviewee is, and then I'll ask the question, and the interviewee will be like, "Well, based on as I just said, oh yeah,
that's phrase you don't want to hear."
Make sure I was clear, you know.
Sometimes have been worse than others for that. Before we get back to the conversation, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Earnest Financial. They're out there getting ready for that event. What's that event, Sky Mosley?
It's the Tickled Pink.
Tickled Pink event.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So you can go out there and see them. Either set up a consultation for later or just go over there and chat with them a little bit. Earnest Financial, their office phone number is 334-279-4731. They're client-focused, and they want to help you out. The services they offer include retirement planning, income planning, Social Security maximization, and long-term care. What's awesome that they do is a free consultation, so they can look at what's going on in your life and what your plans are and try to help you make sure you've got enough money. You can retire with Earnest. Make sure you've got some plans there and that you're not losing your money. Right now in the stock market, it's kind of dicey. So they are all about making sure that they can make your money work for you. And Sky, you worked with David Earnest for a little bit and
I did.
Just great guy, really fun guy.
Yeah, we had a good time. He's the professor of prosperity and you worked hard for your money. So let David Earnest put your money to work. You don't want to have lazy money.
No.
Above all. So David Earnest knows what to do. He is your captain in these volatile waters that is the economy right now. David Earnest, that's your man.
All right. Well, so let's look at, we talked a little bit about the Poach Pearl 1819 story, which is an interesting one. Other things you got going on over at 1819?
One of the things we've been really looking at, the ABC board, the state of Alabama is in the liquor business.
I hate that. I've been against that since the day I moved to town.
But it's not just a philosophical thing. Yeah, I agree. Why would government be in the liquor business? What a throwback to Prohibition. Well, we're coming up on almost 100 years since the end of Prohibition. We still have this relic in Alabama of the Prohibition era of the ABC board. And the ABC board guys, y'all remember during COVID, the ABC board agents that were making sure your little Susie and Johnny weren't drinking underage, decided to take it upon themselves to enforce mask
mandates. Are you kidding?
Yes.
You're not kidding?
No.
Holy hell.
So this is an agency. I don't know who or told them to do this, but this is an agency that's just outlived its usefulness. And this is my opinion of it, that it's just not, you know, sure, they make money. State can charge whatever it wants. And if you turn it over to the private sector, you'll drop some of those overhead costs and the state will make even more money. Did you know a clerk at ABC Story Brewery gets all the same benefits, same state employee benefits as, say, like a highway worker or some paper pencil pusher down at the Department of Commerce?
No, whatever. And that's really...
It's really weird, right?
Weird. Yeah. And no, we should not be... They recently upgraded, if y'all are working on stories about them, they recently upgraded their website. Their old website used to be phenomenal in that it gave out drink recipes. There were drink recipes on the front page of the old Alabama ABC board.
Finally, they're serving a purpose, and they got rid of that.
I'm over this agency, and the people that protect it in the legislature are the worst of all because...
The hypocrisy?
No, there are people. So every year somebody tries to introduce a bill or something. Let's do away with this antiquated way we do alcohol and liquor in Alabama. And there's always like, well, you know, my buddy over here that gives to my campaigns, I've been giving my campaign for decades. Well, he owns the leases, these ABC stores. You take away these ABC stores and the state's not a tenant anymore. They're not paying rent to my buddy over here. So I'm just going to kill your bill because I'm a powerful chairman.
Mm-hmm.
A high-ranking chairman in the suburbs of Birmingham that has been in the legislature since the 60s.
Yes.
So anyway, that's how it works. It's greasier than the philosophical underpinnings of the state being in the liquor business. There is sort of a buddy-buddy, good old boy network going on that sustains this nonsense.
168 retail stores. So that's a lot of friends getting rent money. A central warehouse and an annex, all leased from private landlords. They brag about that in their annual revenue report. All leased, just so you know, we don't own any of these. We all have friends who are getting money.
Well, we're just right-wing extremists here that would take issue with this.
And then we are. It says, after the ABC board paid its operating expenses, they had $315 million left over.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to get the same thing with marijuana in this state, the same thing with gambling in this state. It's just, it can't just be a conservative state. Yeah. There's just too much at stake here. Just collect taxes, give your appropriations, and be normal, for God's sakes.
They can't help themselves. Are you kidding me?
It's offensive, though. I mean, every cycle you have these legislators that run on being a... You know, I'm the sanctity of life, and they run on social issues, but they're the usual big mule. I mean, I can't believe we haven't. Here I am in my 40s, and it's just politics has been like this in Alabama for over a century.
It is silly times. So there are three members of the ABC board. Alan Spencer is the chairman. He's from Tuscaloosa. Melissa Morissette from Mobile. And then John Knight from Montgomery are on the
board.
Oh,
John Knight, right? Yeah, y'all know him, don't you?
Yes. So the administration, Mac Gibson, with an administrator, Will.
Speaking of throwbacks to another era,
I have so many questions looking at this annual report. I don't even know where to start.
No, we published the salaries of these guys. I mean. These are civil servants, by the way. I mean, these are, you know, they work for the state. They work for you, the taxpayer. But it's a dirty system, and it's a system that needs to just be burned to the ground, and they need to start all over.
It's something else, I tell you.
I don't drink anymore, but I just philosophically, number one, I mean, that needs to go away. But the reason it's protected is so much skeezier than people realize.
Oh, absolutely.
It just goes to show you how hard it is to get rid of a government program, no matter how useless it is.
Are you ready for the retail price of a, and they've just got a generic bottle here, but it's of a bourbon or whiskey, okay? So the retail price, 22 $6.33.
Well, I want to guess.
Now, let me break that down for you.
I want to guess.
Okay.
How much is tax? How much is product?
Ready? Ready. The cost of the product is $10 even.
Okay.
There is a 35% markup. Then there is the state tax, which is 56%. Then there is the sales tax, which is 6%. So basically, putting on order, the cost of the product is $10, and then the state tax $7.56.
I mean, I understand why you regulate alcohol and liquor. I mean, there's obviously a component there, but let's look at it this way from a public health standpoint. And if you look at one of the stated missions of the ABC board is you know, to curb this underage drinking or binge drinking or alcohol abuse or whatever. How's that working out for the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
Are they doing a good job, would you say, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, y'all feel like this problem's under control in Alabama?
No, absolutely not. It's not even a little bit, not even at all. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to head into a break. Who was our winner, Sky Mosley?
That was Debbie is our big winner.
Debbie,
this week.
Give us a call back. Debbie, you are the winner of this week's $60 gift card to Sweet Creek Farm Market. And for those who didn't know, this is a very, very easy process, because what you do is you call us, we congratulate you, and then you give us your information. You go to Sweet Creek. You don't come to the radio station to claim your prize. You go to Sweet Creek and check in with the person there at the register, and they will.
I will have sent all your information, and it'll be ready.
You're the real
to go.
Person, and then you get to spend $60. It's that easy.
Simple.
So, give us a call.
So I'll just show up and say my name is Debbie, right?
Well, that's
no,
yes,
because
that's
I'm going to take down her vitals, Jeff. For no, not Debbie. Not today.
It's 2022. Yeah. I'm a Debbie. Yeah.
You, yes.
Can't do it today.
You name me after the snack cake.
You and Skylar over there. All right, back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's tailgating season here at Mama's Produce, and we also have sausages you can throw on the grill, like jalapeno pineapple, maple blueberry, black pepper cheddar, green onion, and of course you still need some good old bacon for in the morning when you pick up some fresh eggs from us. Too tired to cook tonight? We've got you covered. Come by Mama's and pick up a casserole. We've got Dirt Road Gourmet, sausage and grits, poppy seed chicken, almond chicken, King Ranch. Come see us at Mama's Produce, 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, adjacent to Prattville Farms.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family. You need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at MontgomeryIndoorShooting.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And I do this annual all-star meeting. You got that coming up in just a couple weeks.
Well, buddy, Paul DeMarco, Mid-Alabama Republican Club, where I go from lower Alabama to Mid-Alabama to talk about state politics.
It's so fantastic, though. So it's me, you, Todd Stacy this year, and Steve Flowers, I believe.
Yes, our old buddy Steve Flowers.
So
we had Dale Jackson on that panel 1 year, remember?
We did have him on 1 year, and I don't think he likes it. I think that's why he didn't come back.
Yeah, Dale doesn't like something? Oh. That's too bad.
So you are headed back. Any big weekend plans?
Good question. Watch Auburn lose to Missouri, maybe. What else?
No big plans.
Chase an almost 2-year-old around the house.
I love that. That's how I spend
my work. I mean, it's more work than work.
It is.
You look forward to Monday with the daycare. The professionals can handle it.
No one tells you about basically from when they can start to crawl until they're, I don't know, 5. You got to keep them alive.
He just goes. Like he marches or he runs. There's no like, I'm going to sit here and chill.
Sauntering.
We'll watch a little Coco Melon or something. There's none of that. He's got business and then it's just go, go, go. And let's take him to the playground and let him run it out. And then it's just like, that's going to slow me down.
That's just the way the kids are. You have any big weekend plans, Sky Mosley?
I'll settle for just a weekend. It doesn't even have to be big at this point. I've been filling in for Rick Peters all this week.
He's on a birthday trip, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
He's having a big birthday bash, and I'm more than happy to do it. But, I'm old and tired and give out and everything. So as soon as we shut down here, I'll be trotting right on down to Studio One to be on Vault 107.1 Album Rock. So,
oh yeah, so you're one of those sex, drugs, and rock and roll DJs.
You know it, baby. Spirit of radio, keeping it alive.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
A boring talk show host.
No, talk show is great. As long as we stay off the politics, I'm great. I'm fine. Oh, wait, that's the topic. Okay. You have to get involved. You listen to it. And just as I suspected, that's why I kind of gave up on politics, because it's such a hopeless
exercise
so many times.
You get desensitized to it over time, when I got out of my just bastard skulls in mindset, you look at it from a historical standpoint, it becomes much more tolerable. Like you're watching how history is made and the boneheaded decisions of the state, and it's kind of fascinating, actually.
It is
from that perspective.
Like psychology, why do people do what they do? This makes no sense, and then. When it starts to make sense, then you can. Oh, this is why they did. That was dumb.
Well, you get your hopes up in a candidate. For instance, this last election cycle, I couldn't help but get involved. They sucked me back in, and then of course my candidate loses.
But you can't do that. You don't do that. You got to get emotionally detached. It's not like a sports team. You know, it's like you're. It's almost like you're watching the Super Bowl and you don't really care about either team. It's still a big game and moderately interesting. But when you get emotionally involved, it just all goes downhill from there.
Certainly been my experience, yes.
I can't help but get emotionally involved.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You've been to the dance. You know how this game is played.
That's true.
You get emotionally involved about policy, about getting like the cult of personality in politics. It's just way, way, way overboard.
Well, and I think that was one of the things that that really frustrated me this last election cycle is that I got emotionally involved and I just liked a couple of candidates.
Well, you get emotionally involved. I mean, sure, you can like the candidates, but you got to be realistic. That's hard to do, too, a lot of times when you're emotionally involved, especially in this business.
Yeah, it is. And so it was quite an interesting experience, this first ride, this last ride.
Yeah, let me make that the last ride. You don't need to be getting, you can't do that. You can't become part of the cult.
I know. It's a whole thing.
Get mad about it or whatever, but don't get mad about it because you just love the person so much.
Well, April Marie, you're going to be winging it out of old D.C., later this evening,
yes.
I take it.
I am heading home, and have a gotta do a lot of kid stuff, kid weekend coming up, and so we'll just we'll chill at home, and then I will be in studio with you a couple times next week, so that'll be fun.
Fantastic. And
we'll go from there. I will have hopefully by the end of the weekend, I'll have my guest host all lined up for the following week. So that we can get that all nailed down.
That's going to be interesting.
Jeff, those days you're going to fill in.
Yeah, Jeff
fill in.
Ford.
It's like six straight hours of radio for me. But you've done it for me. So
I'm doing eight today. So you can do
Lord
it. You're a young man.
You know, it's your spinning records or something, whatever you guys do in those other studios. Come on.
Okay. Can't argue with that.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion and passion in it, though. It's emotionally draining.
Jeff. I have no idea how that would work. I assume it's all computer-based now, and you're just, like, voice tracking or something.
Nah, it's a little more than that.
There's things happening.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You stop by in 2 weeks. I'll take you down to the studio, and we'll have you a bona fide hippie rock DJ.
Like Wolfman Jeff or something.
Wolfman Jeff 4. Oh, yeah. All right. Yes. Now you're talking.
I have no words for what's happening in this planning moment right here. you guys are cracking me up. What else? Let's see. We got another 4 minutes, Jeff Poor.
4 minutes.
Three, actually. Go ahead.
Well, who's counting? Air travel. It was smooth up here. I'm hopeful.
You're gonna make it home.
Did I make it home in time? But I got an early flight. I switched it to an early flight. So those of you. Most people in Alabama probably fly Delta, I assume. There's not many direct flights from Reagan, or there's not many direct flights anywhere in Alabama unless you go.
No.
Yeah, Southwest to Birmingham. Well, we don't have that in Mobile.
Yeah. I like Southwest. American Airlines does fly direct into DCA, but I'm a Delta girl all the way. I just love Delta.
Yeah, I grew up on Delta, and it's just hard to, like, even think about flying other airlines because you know where everything is. Atlanta, a huge airport, but I'm in C. I'll go to the Sky Club over here. You're just familiarity.
Hey, the governor's in Huntsville today.
Speaking of the flying to friendly skies, huh?
Yeah.
Took K-Force One up to the Rocket City.
She is. She cut the ribbon on the Alabama School of Cyber Technology and Engineering.
That's right. That was today. Yeah. Well, it's just another step in the right direction for Alabama.
Ooh, the woman. I'm just gonna. I just
remember when she was sick and she was about to die, and Kyle Whitmire was warning us,
and nobody else would tell us the truth. And we still don't know what. We still don't know what really happened.
But do we need to? Like at this point, it's like
she lives to it. Yeah, she lives
to it. Well, you guys that are listening, I doubt you're listening, but maybe if you are, you work for the governor. Like, don't do it that way anymore. Just. People are not going to be upset if the governor has to go into hospital for something. I don't know if that was the case or not, or she was sick. It was just a checkup. But just come out with a statement, put that fire out, and life goes on.
There you go. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Sky Mosley, I look over here, and he's flapping his wings, and he's making faces at me, and I have no idea what's happening.
We are very short of time, but our Sweet Creek $60 gift winner is on the phone. Let's congratulate her very quickly. Yes.
All right.
Congratulations, Debbie.
Thank
Congratulations,
you,
Debbie.
Hi.
Yay.
Way to go.
You are the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing this week. You
that
can thank
exciting.
Jeff Poor. He contributed to that with his telling us when to stop the random number generator. I hope you get an opportunity to go out there. You can go as soon as this weekend if you want to. Just got to give Sky all your information. So congratulations.
Way to go, Debbie. Congrats.
Okay.
And be sure you stay on the line. Do not hang up or I will not be able to get your information. And I've got other things to do.
All right, everybody.
Good weekend,
We got to wrap up here and head back out onto the town. You guys stay tuned. Listen to Greg Budell.